Экзаменационная работа для проведения государственной итоговой аттестации выпускников 9 классов общеобразовательных учреждений 2012 года в новой форме по английскому языку. Варианты 5-6. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание B1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных A, B, C и D. Определите, где происходит каждый из этих диалогов. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
We heat the water, and when its temperature reaches 100 degrees, it starts to boil.
Excuse me, Mrs. Brown, can the temperature of the water get higher than that if we keep increasing the heat?
No, at least not under normal conditions. At 100 degrees, water changes into steam.
It's just what happens when we boil water in a kettle, isn't it?
Exactly.
Dialogue B.
It looks very good, and it fits you perfectly.
But I don't need it. Who buys a warm coat in the summer, when the temperature never drops below 15 degrees?
But the winter comes every year anyway. And when it comes, this coat will cost double the price. We're buying it now.
Okay. Whatever you want. Dialogue C.
When did you say you first felt unwell?
In the morning. I woke up and started to cough. And I have a sore throat.
Okay, my assistant will take your temperature, and then I'll examine you. Could you take that seat, please?
Okay, thank you. Dialogue D. They've got a wonderful collection of old books and manuscripts.
Yes, look, this book dates from the 18th century. The pages are yellowish.
There are even older books here. I think it must be difficult to take care of such delicate exhibits.
Yes, low and high temperatures, as well as sunshine and humidity, are very harmful to them.
Have a look at this one. Can you read the name of the author on that one? You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
We heat the water, and when its temperature reaches 100 degrees, it starts to boil.
Excuse me, Mrs. Brown, can the temperature of the water get higher than that if we keep increasing the heat?
No, at least not under normal conditions. At 100 degrees, water changes into steam.
It's just what happens when we boil water in a kettle, isn't it?
Exactly.
Dialogue B.
It looks very good, and it fits you perfectly.
But I don't need it. Who buys a warm coat in the summer, when the temperature never drops below 15 degrees?
But the winter comes every year anyway. And when it comes, this coat will cost double the price. We're buying it now.
Okay, whatever you want. Dialogue C.
When did you say you first felt unwell?
In the morning. I woke up and started to cough, and I have a sore throat.
Okay, my assistant will take your temperature, and then I'll examine you. Could you take that seat, please?
Okay, thank you. Dialogue D. They've got a wonderful collection of old books and manuscripts.
Yes, look! This book dates from the 18th century. The pages are yellowish.
There are even older books here. I think it must be difficult to take care of such delicate exhibits.
Yes, low and high temperatures, as well as sunshine and humidity, are very harmful to them.
Have a look at this one. Can you read the name of the author on that one? This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.